This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 p.m. Uman Ezra here on the Evening Edition, and Lynn Mott joins us as we take a look at this particular story. Lynn, Malaysia's hiring outlook for 2018 is looking pretty good. This is at least according to Monster.com's Monster Employment Index. What can you tell us about this?
Basically, Dracula's out of a job. Frankenstein's monster might have one. I love Monster.com's Monster Employment Index.
It's got a fantastic name.
Serious, Lynn. Be serious.
Okay, I will. So according to the index, the first half of last year, the hiring sentiment was not very good, right? So the lowest point was in May with a 14% decline year on year. But it picked up starting in September. December registered a 2% growth year on year. And Monster.com expects this growth trend to continue into 2018. So good news. But this
There's always a but.
So this isn't across the board. I mean, some sectors are showing more growth than others. The IT sector, for example, is booming. They showed a record 12 consecutive months of positive annual growth. So they capped off the year with an average of 20% growth in hiring activity year on year.
Right. And of course, this is because of Industry 4.0 and this is overall push towards digitization. But how about other industries? Which were the ones that didn't look so good?
Look at you, IR 4.0. Just very hip with the terminology, aren't you?
That's right, man.
Very on the ball. So retail was the worst performer. They saw a 34% decline in hiring activity. So, you know, presumably this is because of e-commerce, online stores. Surprisingly, the banking and financial sector is also listed as one of the lowest growth industries. They grew only 1% year on year in 2017. But of course, the thing that I looked at most was the media and entertainment industry.
I wonder why.
Which, along with advertising, market research, and PR, was down 18%.
Wow.
So it was the second lowest behind retail.
I'm assuming, Lynn, that with the recent win of the of Shape of Water at the Oscars, that fishmen are in great demand?
I guess so.
Get
Maybe
it?
That's
Get it?
Something that Monster.com should look into.
All right, moving on to stocks, the both of you. ITO Resources was up today. What happened there?
So, ITO Resources, they have recently received a 126.2 million ringgit contract from Prasarana.
Right.
So, they closed up 3% at 1 ringgit 70.
Lynn Mark, thank you very much for that wrap. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.